AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR. News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI. And GorgeRadio.com present the Mid-Columbia Today Show with Mark Bailey.
Mid-Columbia Today is brought to you by GorgeNet, Gorge Recovery Service, and Skyline Hospital.
Now, here's Mark Bailey.
And it's 8:06. Good morning. I'm Mark Bailey. Mid-Columbia Today. It is a Thursday, the 3rd of July. We've got a holiday weekend coming up. Hopefully you've got some nice things planned this weekend, whatever it might be that you are intending to do. There's a lot of events in the area, obviously, particularly in the Dalles, with the Fort Dalles 4th activities going on. Got fireworks shows, I know, in Hood River and the Dalles. I think there's one in Cascade Locks as well. I just don't have the information on it. But we're heading toward a holiday weekend. And hopefully everybody has a good one out there. It sounds like we may have some clouds around tomorrow, which isn't a bad thing with fireworks being shot off, actually. That's all right. You know, with there's firework bans in a lot of places around here at this point. Yeah, check with your local official authorities. I'm not trying to keep track of them all. But you know there will be some set off. I mean, it's going to happen. We've discussed the difficulties in enforcing these things. Clickitat County Commission, I guess there's the other day a petition came to them for a full fireworks ban. They've got an open window for fireworks. It's tomorrow. And I'm not going to say the hours, I'll get them wrong. But it's a pretty small window. It's if you're going to do this, otherwise, it's like today you can't do it in Clickitat County. And apparently the reasoning for the recommendations from the fire officials there to the county commission was a fear that if you make it, a full-on ban for 4th of July, people are just going to go into the backcountry and do it. Now, I am not a huge fan of using that for a reason, but I get the logic of it. And I suspect they're probably correct in that. As you know, I'm not a fan of fireworks at individuals. I'm fine with the fireworks shows. I mean, the Dalles is a professionally run show. The Hood River one, the volunteers who do it have done it for years. Yeah, and both involve the river and using that. I mean, so the professional shows are great. No issue there. If you're on the Oregon side of the river, use what's legal in Oregon if you're going to do this. At least do that. My fears are the ones that are illegal to begin with. And they go flying in the air and they start a fire somewhere. So let's all be responsible, basically. We've had a couple fires last night in the area. We'll tell you about those at 8:30 or so. On the show this morning, I didn't mean quite to get off to this slow a start. Toria Johnston's going to join us at 8:30. Scheduled to join us anyway. I just realized I don't have a phone number for her, but I did send an email. And she may be coming in the studio. I'm just not sure. She's the Hood River County 4-H Association president. We'll talk about what 4-H is doing at the Hood River County Fair, because, that is just 3 weeks away. July 23rd to the 26th in Odell. Don't have anything in the first half of the show. This is never an easy day to get guests the day before 4th of July. It never is. So I got a couple things I can, toss around for you here. I got something a little weird. At least I think it's a little weird. Maybe you won't, but I do. That we can discuss for a few moments here in a bit. But let's do what we always do, which is tell you about what this day has meant and what it means, at least to some people. 1775, General George Washington took command of the Continental Army at Cambridge, Massachusetts. This day in 1863, the pivotal three-day Civil War Battle of Gettysburg in Pennsylvania ended in a major victory for the North as Confederate troops failed to breach Union positions during an assault known as Pickett's Charge. 1944, during World War II, Soviet forces recaptured Minsk from the Germans. 1950, the first carrier strikes of the Korean War took place as the USS Valley Forge and the HMS Triumph sent fighter planes against North Korean targets. 1979, Dan White, convicted of voluntary manslaughter in the shooting deaths of San Francisco Mayor George Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk, sentenced to 7 years and 8 months in prison. There were unhappy people at that point, to say the least, over that sentence. And the conviction became voluntary manslaughter. That was, if I remember right, the Twinkies defense was used, that he was, Mr. White was hopped up on Twinkies. That was a defense they threw out. 2011, Novak Djokovic won his first Wimbledon, beat defending champion Rafael Nadal. And in 2021, crews suspended the search for the living and the dead in the rubble of a collapsed South Florida condo building so the workers could start preparing the unstable remainder of the building for demolition ahead of a tropical storm. Days for today. It is plastic bag free day today, which I'm fine with. I just usually find plastic, but depends on what they are. There are certain uses plastic bags are great. I hated the plastic grocery bags. Those things were not meant for the task that these grocery stores thought they could be used for. Anything over two items, it appeared to me, they were worthless. I'll stick with the paper bag, thank you. It is Stay Out of the Sun Day today, and this is about, you know, being careful out there. Use your sunscreen and all that. You know, don't put yourself at risk of skin cancer. And it's National Compliment Your Mirror Day today. Don't be so hard on yourself about how you look. Food today, food and drink. Now, here's one I know people around here are going to celebrate. Is National Independent Beer Run Day today. Make a run for independent beers. Celebrate responsibly. It's National Fried Clam Day today. I could skip that. It's National Eat Your Beans Day today. Of course, if you're going to be barbecuing tomorrow, you may have barbecued baked beans. And which point you fulfill that? I may go have a burrito today for lunch, which would help me fulfill it. And also, it's National Chocolate Wafer Day today. So there's your dessert. There it all is for what it's worth, which may not be a whole lot. 8:13 in the morning on Mid-Columbia today. When we come back, I'll throw out a few things just to bring up. Again, I got something that I was emailed. Usually I ignore these things. But it's weird, and I've got a few minutes. I don't really want to go into anything too serious here this morning. So we will come back and talk at you after this.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The new Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer, including the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. An optional spacious cab to keep you comfortable in any conditions. A front-end loader with excellent loader lift capacity and transmission options. Visit your local Kubota dealer today.
See Shepherd's, 440 Riverside Drive, Hood River, your Kubota dealer.
Get wall-to-wall savings and affordable floors in Abbey Carpets. Work directly with Larry or Shelby. They know flooring with over 30 years' experience. And Affordable Floors gives you a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. So come to the one-stop shop for everything your floor needs. Get wall-to-wall savings at your hometown floor store. Affordable Floors in Abbey Carpets. 1512 Osprey Drive, across from Windmaster Market in Hood River. Online at affordablefloorshr.com.
Just didn't want it bad enough. That should have been an easy win. What were you doing out there? You gotta hustle. You could have made that play if you'd been
open. On the car ride home after the game, when you think you're helping by telling me what I did wrong and what I need to work on, all I hear is that I'm not good enough, that I'm supposed to be perfect, that it's not okay to lose. On the car ride home, all I need to hear is, how much you love me and enjoy watching me play. That my worth isn't determined by my performance. That even on my worst day, I am worthy. That you see me learning, growing, and doing my best. And that is enough.
This message presented by the OSAA and the Oregon Athletic Directors Association.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR, News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI, and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark.
And it is now 8:15 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. Admittedly, I stayed up too late last night. I tend to do this because I watch the Dodgers. For those who have listened for years, you know I'm a Dodger fan. Huge Los Angeles Dodgers fan. They are my first sports love. Baseball has just been so ingrained to me in my life. But last night was a big one. Clayton Kershaw. 3,000 strikeouts. 20th pitcher in all time to do it. Maybe the last one because the way we use pitchers now. If you're looking for a trivia question answer down the road that you might win a nickel or two on, Vinny Capra is the member of the Chicago White Sox who took a slider for a called third strike for the final out of the sixth inning. Very appropriate that it was the slider for a called third strike for him. I'd love to know out of the 3,000 how many of the third strike came on that slider, the devastating slider he's had over the years. Not quite as devastating anymore after the injuries he's had, but boy, he's come out and pitched really well this year. That was actually the worst game he's pitched in about 2-3 months, all season, since he came back from the injury. And he was trying to overthrow the slider last night. He hung a couple. That's, he was down 4-2 when he left. That was the last batter he faced. As you can imagine, there were about 55,000 people at Dodger Stadium. That place was packed. It tends to be a lot of nights anymore in Los Angeles, but this one in particular, this was the biggest night of the regular season, and the one night that probably if you were a Dodger fan, you didn't care if the Dodgers won. You just wanted Kershaw to get the three strikeouts that he needed for 3,000, and it was difficult. The White Sox put up a tremendous battle for a team that is, you know, been the worst in the American League the last couple of years. They're not the worst in the majors this year. That belongs to the Colorado Rockies. They are... Wow, the Dodgers played them last week. They're terrible. I mean, just awful. But, so I was up last night, and I ended up staying up and watching the whole game and the comeback, and the Dodgers winning with 3 in the ninth, 5-4. I'd actually gone to bed. I was listening to it on my smart speaker, which you can hear my show on, KI, and all KIHR programming on, and three of other stations as well. So it works just as well as radio for us, as far as we're concerned. But I had the Dodgers on, and then they got the first two batters on the ninth. Shohei Ohtani came up, and immediately I grabbed my iPad next to the bed, and I was back up, which I know you shouldn't do, but I did anyway. And it was worth it because the Dodgers won. So anyway, if I seem a little bit slow today, that's why. Now, I got a lot to do today. It's funny how when you work 5-day, you know, 4-day weeks, holiday weeks, what you end up doing is you're cramming 5 days of work into four. That's what you end up doing. And it may not be the most restful thing you ever do. But anyway, let me go to the weird thing here. I get emails of all sorts from various PR people. They're trying to get attention for their business, is what they're trying to do. And lately, what we get a lot of is they do bizarre polling of some kind or a survey. Usually, I don't mention who it is, but I'm going to mention this one. It was done apparently on behalf of a life insurance agency that specializes in final expense insurance. In other words, funeral expenses. Apparently, George Carlin was right. We can't face this death thing very well. Choice Mutual is the company. And apparently they asked 3,016 people, if you could have your ashes scattered at any monument tied to the country's founding, where would it be? Okay, now, there's a couple things that I think of right away here. And first of all, I mean, is that the most respectful thing to do at a monument that is involving our tied to our country's founding? Is to scatter human remains over them? That makes no sense at all. I assume you can't do this, what's being suggested. Frankly, I hope not. But here, but Oregon had three apparently top choices, the Oregon respondents. And, okay, I guess it comes down to, what do you define as tied to the country's founding? Because number one was the Oregon State Capitol in Salem. That was completed in 1838. Would you consider the Oregon State Capitol tied to the country's founding? We joined the Union in 1859. The country had already been founded at that point. It was headed into the Civil War, but it had been founded. So I don't even see how this even connects to the question. And, you know, I also, the Capitol is a building, obviously. Now, I guess you could say it's a series of buildings, or even a campus. I guess I think of, if someone wanted to do that, I'd be thinking of somebody going up to the top of the rotunda. You know, you have the gilded pioneer statue up there. And I guess scattering them. I don't know. Number two is Fort Clatsop Astoria, which that was the winter encampment for Lewis and Clark at the mouth of the Columbia. That makes more sense to me in the country's founding. That represents expansion to me, more so than the state, necessarily. You know, reaching the Pacific Ocean. So I can understand that one qualifying. And then number three was Shampooey State Heritage Area near St. Paul. That's where settlers voted to form Oregon's first provisional government. Close vote, 52-50, by the way. And, of course, that would move Oregon towards statehood. Some of the other choices around the country, apparently, were Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Mount Rushmore, the Alaska Statehood Monument in Juneau, Alaska, a state park I'm not familiar with in St. Augustine, Florida, that I don't know how to pronounce, but it's the first legally sanctioned free black settlement. Fort Mackinac in Michigan, the Old North Church in Boston. That's where two lanterns were hung to signal Paul Revere, the British are coming. El Pueblo de Los Angeles Historical Monument in Los Angeles. That's where LA, I guess, was born. The Colorado State Capitol. Fort Ticonderoga. And the Manzanar National Historic Site in Owens Valley, California. That was an internment camp. So there. I just found that odd. I guess somewhat curious as well. Yeah, Of course, I have never really thought about this. I guess one probably should, especially when you start to get to my age. I'm closer to the end than the beginning. But I guess my attitude has been, just make sure I'm dead, and then you do what you want with the body. Make sure I've moved on to whatever's next, and left the vessel here. So anyway, like I said, I usually don't. I delete these out of my email box immediately, but I occasionally save a couple for times like this when I need a little filler. Yeah, let's move on to happier things. I don't know. I said I was going to keep it light, and I immediately moved to what people want to do with their ashes. It's just that this was a little bit odd to me. that this call into the category of, remember how I say when we do our day in history and our days, for what it's worth, and it may not be a whole lot, that falls in this category as well. 8:25 in the morning, going to come back and do the news for you. And we intend to talk 4-H for you a little after 8:30. Mid-Columbia Today continues right after this.
Hi, this is Dwayne from Genesis Septic Solutions. We offer all things septic, including septic pumpings, septic repairs, septic installs, and we do both commercial and residential. If you're having septic problems, give us a call at 541-993-7777. We have quality employees, and remember to look for us in the big green trucks. If you're having septic problems, give us a call at 541-993-7777.
Oaks Amusement Park, Oregon's historic amusement park, is celebrating 120 years of safe, wholesome family fun. This landmark season, visit the Oaks for thrill rides, mini golf, carnival games, and roller skating. And experience a classic piece of Oregon history that has been delighting and exciting families since 1905. Plan your visit, view deals and discounts, and learn more about Oaks Park history today at oakspark.com.
Bring family and friends
with the fun of the ride.
Oaks Amusement Park.
How can you measure the value of education-based athletics? Well, the value is in what makes it invaluable. That's because school sports aren't just about winning. They're about learning and growing. School sports aren't just about gaining trophies and accolades. They're about learning life lessons, bringing a whole community together, developing character and integrity, having coaches who mentor you, and teammates who become lifelong friends. And you can't put a price on any of that. That's what makes education-based athletics invaluable. Of course, when you participate in school sports, you want to win and become a better athlete. But the purpose is so much greater: becoming a better person. Support your local school sports programs. And if you have a student, encourage them to get involved.
This message presented by the OSAA and the Oregon Athletic Directors Association.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
8:27 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. Checking the news, forward progress of a fire southwest of Dewfer stopped an estimated 92 acres. The large creek fire was reported just before 4 Thursday afternoon. Crews went into the night mopping it up. The fire was burning on a ridgeline, which creates some problems for firefighters trying to access it. Aerial attack of the fire began fairly quickly, assisting crews in getting forward progress stopped. The Wasco County Sheriff's Office did issue some Level 1 and Level 2 evacuation advisories in the immediate area of the fire, and they remained in place through the night. Crews worked through the night on getting a 100-acre fire near Arlington fully contained. North Gillam Rural Fire Protection District reported late last night that fire progression had been stopped. It is about 2 miles west of Arlington, north of I-84 towards the Columbia River. A social media video post by the Gillam County Sheriff's Office says the fire appears to be a reignition of a previous fire that North Gillam Rural Fire Protection District dealt with a few days ago. It did not jump the interstate. Traffic on I-84 went into the night, reduced to one lane each way. The Cold Springs fire in Umatilla County prompted some evacuations by late last night. Some areas once designated as Level 3 Go Now evacuations were downgraded to a less severe status, according to the Umatilla County Fire District. Late in the afternoon, the fire was estimated to be around 4,000 acres. However, fire officials said it is now believed to be about 1,000. One home has been destroyed. The Emergency Conflagration Act invoked by the state fire marshal for the third time this year. And by the middle of the upcoming school year, Oregon students will not be allowed to use their cell phones in school. Governor Tina Kotek issuing executive order to Oregon's 197 school districts, requiring they adopt a policy for banning student cell phone use by October 31st. The policies must be fully implemented by January 1st of next year, according to the order. The move follows the legislature's failure to pass a similar bipartisan bill during the recent legislative session. Weather forecast calling for sunshine today. Highs upper 70s into the 80s. The west wind at 15 miles per hour. Could gust to 30 later on this afternoon in the Eastern Gorge. 64 degrees right now in the Dalles. It is 60 degrees in Hood River. Coming up on 8:30 in the morning. Mid-Columbia Today continues. We'll talk Hood River County 4-H and the Hood River County Fair right after this.
Hi, it's Melissa Del Carpine here. Did you know 10 minutes is about the time it takes to make your morning coffee, finish a good dad joke, and drive to our new shop?
Yep.
We moved up the hill on Eagle Loop in Odell with more parking and in a beautiful setting. Same unbeatable service for all your vehicles. Have you been putting off getting the scheduled maintenance done on your vehicle? Come see us. We look forward to welcoming you to our new home in Odell. At Del Carpine Automotive, no job is too big or too small. We work on them all. We're gorge grown and gorge strong.
In the land of the free and the home of the brave, hard work still paves the way forward. Just like the roads Munson Paving has laid across the gorge for over 50 years, this Independence Day, we salute the doers, the dreamers, the builders. Because as Teddy Roosevelt once said, far and away the best prize that life offers is the chance to work hard at work worth doing. And that's exactly what Munson Paving does every day. From driveways to highways, Munson Paving proudly serves the Dalles and beyond. Happy 4th from your friends at Munson Paving.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River. AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR. News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI. And GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark.
It is 8:32 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. We're going to talk Hood River County 4-H a little bit here as we've got with us now in studio from the Hood River County 4-H Association. It's President Toria Johnston. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming. We appreciate it. And get the microphone just a little bit closer to you there. I didn't put it in there very well at the start of the morning. Anyway, you're coming up on fair time, which means you're busy, isn't it?
Yes, we have events every day leading up to fair right now, lots of meetings and planning.
So how many kids these days involved in this?
This year we have 185 youth enrolled in Hood River County 4-H.
All right, so 185 mm-hmm. at this point. Looks like a lot of them are young.
Yeah, we have a huge clover bud program coming up, so lots of kids getting excited about 4-H. We have about 75 kids are grades kindergarten through third, with the remaining kids, about 110, in grades 4th through 12th.
Now, what is a clover bud?
Clover bud is an intro to 4-H, so that's the kindergarten through third, and we just let them explore all that 4-H has to offer. So we educate them with animals. They get to carry small animal projects, which are poultry, rabbits, and cavies, which are guinea pigs, is what everyone will recognize that name.
Yeah.
And we let them explore the arts, the baking. We just give them a little bit of education on everything to let them see what kind of sparks their joy in 4-H.
So what are we finding kids are doing today? I know that what's popular changes, you know, as time goes on. You know, so what's popular these days?
Oh, gosh. Sports are a big thing. 4-H are a big thing. Like, it's kids are just really starting to kind of come out, I think, and really explore all their options in the valley. And so there's lots of different activities for everybody. And 4-H just has so much to offer. Really, any kid that wants to, from Legos to horses to livestock to crafts, there's just so many options in 4-H.
You have 17 different clubs, though.
Yes, and that's all from livestock to what we call static exhibits. So that's your baking, your sewing, your Legos, anything like that.
Because admittedly, when I do think 4-H from way back, animals are what I first thought about. But 4-H has changed, hasn't it, over the time?
Absolutely, it has. It has grown to be so much more than just animals and just, like I've kind of explained a lot of things. And then new this year, we did, my husband actually, Jason, started, and myself, started a 4-H shooting club. And so that's new to the Valley also. So we go down Friday nights once a month to our local trap range, and we're teaching them gun safety and trap shooting. And we actually had 4 of our members this year qualify for state, and 2 of those members went to state and represented Hood River County. So there's so much to offer in 4-H for every kid. There's a bug club. There's everything.
So how does a club get started, a 4-H club, in a particular topic?
Anybody who wants to be a volunteer, we are always accepting volunteers for sure. So you have a kid that you want to start a club, come down to the extension office and talk with the office down there. Lori is our office gal, and she can get you all set up and get you enrolled and then give you all the details. And we start, we have a great leaders association. We meet monthly. We all support each other. And there's even myself, I know I've mentored other leaders to help them start clubs. So there's so much guidance. And I know things like this can be so intimidating for people, but we really have a great support system with 4-H. So there's so much help for us.
I see one of the clubs also got started is in Cascade Locks.
Yeah, that's a new one too. There's a clover bed that kindergarten through third grade. And so that's just getting that spark in those young kids to really love 4-H and explore all their opportunities.
So I mentioned the fair's coming up at the end of the month. Actually, not the end of the month, really, 23 to the 26th. It's 3 weeks away. Not sure I need
22 days now.
Not that you're counting.
Not at all.
But What do you got coming up here? I'll start inside first. I'll go to the Summit Building. What do you got planned?
Yeah, so that's the indoor exhibits is what we call it. That's going to be at the Weiss South Gym.
Okay, so are you changing building on some of these? Well, I know photography has always been in the Weiss Building.
Yeah, correct. We've switched things around just to accommodate different things coming in. And so we used to be in the what's called the Summit Building, and we've now moved into the Weiss Gym. And so kind of expanding all of the indoor exhibits into there.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I interrupted. What the indoor exhibits, so what sort of range of activities do you have these days on the indoor side?
So that's going to be where you're going to get to see all the welding projects that kids have been working on, all of our robotics, baking, sewing, photography, horticulture, anything like that that kids want to enter. That's where you get to showcase all of that.
Not surprised to hear robotics, because that is really becoming popular.
Yes, absolutely. And we have a couple clubs that do a lot of amazing things, and not even just robotics, but we've got kids making pizza ovens and just I can't express enough how much of a wide variety 4-H has to offer.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, I mentioned the animals. Yes, you guys have got some animal stuff going on. Wednesday and Thursday are kind of the big days for 4-H animal activity. I'll go with Wednesday first. What do you got planned?
Yeah, Wednesday. That's a full day. We have all of our horse shows starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, going all the way until the afternoon. All day, we have our rabbit and cavy show. We also have some goat and sheep shows going on. And also our fashion review. So that's where kids who put together different outfits, whether they've sewn it or they can be my favorite outfit, where they just pick what they love to wear and showcase it in a fashion show for us. And we also ending out the day with an animal costume presentation. So that is where it's our fun little class. Kids get to really do whatever they want with their animal. I'll give some examples of what my kids have done in the past. My daughter played high school softball, and so she did a lay out of wiffle ball softballs for her steer, and she dressed up in her softball uniform, and she just showcased her little, costume outfit with her steer.
Okay, I do have to ask. How does a steer feel about being dressed up in wiffle balls and softballs?
These steers that come to the county fair are like big dogs. They are so cuddly. They're so sweet. They've got the best personalities. So they just love to go out and show off and be handled. They're best friends with the kids showing them. So. Mm.
So that's on Wednesday evening, it sounds like.
Yes, that's Wednesday evening.
Thursday.
Thursday we go into, we've got our swine show. We have some poultry shows going on. Our beef get showcased also, and then some more sheep and goat shows, and ending the night with our gaming horse events.
Now, I take it that that's horsemanship skill.
That is going to be like your barrel racing, your pole bending, things like that.
Barrel racing I'm familiar with. Pole bending.
Pole bending, so they line the arena with poles that they have to weave in and out of.
Okay, oh, it's a slalom event. Okay, yeah, we see dogs do it, we see skiers do it. Okay,
yes,
it's slalom on horses. Okay, and then we should note, of course, we always try to mention this. You know, this is for FFA 4-H, the big livestock auction Friday evening.
Yes, Friday evening starting at 5:30 is our livestock auction. And that's where our community comes out and supports these kids and their projects. And they get to purchase some amazing animals for their freezers. These kids have worked really hard to provide quality meat to feed this county.
So that'll be 5:30 Friday evening is when that'll take place. And this is quite an event for those who haven't seen it before, because this is where this is really where it hits home the business side of this whole thing, doesn't it?
It does. We have such an amazing community of support in Hood River, and these buyers come out and they just, if you haven't attended an auction before, please come. The energy, the watching our local businesses support our youth in this program is just amazing, and it's so much fun. You can just see everybody come together and just have a great time.
So again, that's at 5:30 Friday, July 25th during the Hood River County Fair. And there's always activity going on around those barns, so people can go and check out what these animals and what they're like. And
absolutely. The Fair Board has done an amazing job helping support to, they've actually, the livestock area is free to get into. So the carnival is not, but the livestock area, you can come to check out our schedule on the OSU Extension website, and you can go in and see any of these shows for completely free. Come in, ask questions, see these kids shine, just get to experience it all.
So again, it's coming up on Wednesday through Saturday, the Hood River County Fair, July 23rd through the 26th, up the Hood River County Fairgrounds in Odell. Now, this is really the culmination of your 2024-25 year for 4-H, which means 25-26 is coming up, and that means you'll be taking enrollments again here in the fall sometime.
Yeah, our official start of the 4-H new year starts October 1st, but you can reach out to the Extension office anytime and kind of get your name in there and get us your contact information. But usually we wrap up the year after fair. There's a lot of closeout of our record keeping and things like that, and the new year starts October 1st.
And if someone, again, well, interested in, maybe they've got something they think some kids will be interested in for a club, a 4-H club, again, how do they present that idea?
To start a new club?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can what they can do is reach out to Lori at our Extension office and just let her know their idea and what they're wanting to do. She'll get you all set up in the steps to do that. And if it's something we don't offer here, you come to a leaders meeting, pitch it to us, and we figure out how to make that work. For if we have kids that have a project that we're not offering, we figure out how to make that work. Mm-hmm.
And I'll note the full 4-H schedule for the fair is on the OSU Extension Hood River County 4-H website. And there'll be some, of course, details also on the Hood River County Fair website, which is hoodriverfairgrounds.com. So you can check out when and where everything is going on. Again, 5:30 on Friday of the fair is the big youth livestock auction. Tori Johnson's been with us. She is the Hood River County 4-H Association President. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
8:43 in the morning on MCT. When we come back, there's a lot of stuff going on tomorrow, so we'll tell you about that right after this.
Get ready for the ride of your life at Hood River Power Sports and Marine's huge 4th of July sale. All week long, score unbeatable deals right now on every 2024 or older model in stock. Yamaha, Kawasaki, CF Moto, Arctic Legend, you name it, it's priced to move. HRP's closed on the 4th, so stop in early and save big on the adventure machine of your dreams. It's time to ride and celebrate freedom with horsepower from the gorgeous biggest toy store, Hood River Power Sports and Marine. Oh yeah, let's ride.
Celebrate the 4th of July Hood River style. Start with the Hood River Parade at 10 a.m. on the Heights. Then gather for a spectacular community-funded fireworks show at 10 p.m. at the event site. Big thanks to our title sponsor, the Mimir Project, and donors Rotary Hood River, White Salmon Lions, and Mount Adams Fruit. Donate today and enter our raffle giveaway. Win rafting for two, a wine tour for six, foil lessons, or handmade silver dollar belt buckles. More at HoodRiverFireworks.com. Come celebrate safely and together in Hood River this 4th of July.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series is the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
See Shepherd's 440 Riverside Drive, Hood River, your Kubota dealer.
White Salmon is having a parade. Show us your patriotic pride this 4th of July at 11 a.m. Decorate your car and yourself with red, white, and blue. Veterans, spouses, and widows are invited to ride in the parade. White Salmon is seeking volunteers with vehicles to help transport those veterans. Lineup begins at 10 at Tahomish at the bike park. Please call the Mount Adams Chamber of Commerce at 509-493-3630 to sign up.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
8:46 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. You just heard one of the things that's going on the 4th of July. White Salmon, they've got their 4th of July parade tomorrow morning at 11. Cameron just told you about that. So I want to talk about the itinerary for Fort Dallas 4th tomorrow. We never did get that on the show. We were supposed to, and something happened, and I just wasn't able to get a hold of who we were going to have on. And we should mention what is going on with this. First of all, starts in the morning. The rocket run will take place. It's at 6:30 in the morning. And a registration at Bargeway Pub. The run itself starts at 7. You can go 1 mile, 3K, or 5K. Adults $20, youth $10. It's all benefits. The Dalles High School Cross Country Team. You can get registered at fireworksinthedalles.com. 8 o'clock in the morning until 4 at City Park. It is new for this year, the Fort Dalles 4th Kids Fair. They're going to have fun games and hands-on activities for children of all ages. And again, that's from 8 to 4 tomorrow. The Kids Fair is part of Fort Dallas 4th. Also at the City Park, the free community breakfast is going to take place. McDonald's of the Gorge is providing the food. They'll start at 8, and they'll feed folks till it's all gone, which may not take long. That's at 8 o'clock on Friday morning, tomorrow morning, and then at 8:30 in the morning, and this will go through the day, the Landing with Smoke Ring Barbecue, they are going to, at 2nd and Monroe, host a block party starting at 8:30 in the morning. There'll be some breakfast available for purchase, and they got a cornhole tournament at 11 in the morning. I'm not sure if they're still taking registration for that. $40 to register. You should bring your own board. There were 10 available spots, according to what I'm seeing here. And if there's any available day of, they'll take registration day of. But you can go to fireworksinthedalles.com, link to this, and you can get registered if you want to play. And it supports the St. Mary's Academy Athletics Department. That's the cornhole tournament at the block party on 2nd and Monroe. The parade passes by there, so you can see the parade from there. They'll have music, food, and games throughout the day. They'll also have a Lego building contest, some other family events as well. That's right close to where our studios are in the Dalles. 2nd and Monroe. 9 o'clock in the morning, there's going to be some yoga on the grass with Sam Whitley. And that is going to be at Bargeway Pub and Catering. You have to pre-register for this one. So you got to go to pureyogathedalles.com or call 541-490-2437. And you can take part in that on 4th of July morning. Parade's at 10 o'clock, 6th and Weber, goes down the usual route. You know the deal there. Also at 11 o'clock in the morning, the concert in the park is going to take place after the parade at the Dallas City Park with Gorge Winds Concert Band performing. That's at 11 o'clock in the morning. And then we all kind of, you know, do what we want to do. And the fireworks show will take place 10 o'clock in the evening. The True Boom Fireworks Show is what they're calling this here. And they've been doing this since 2014. Western Fireworks comes in, and Bennett Barge Line's involved as well. So that is what is planned for Fort Dallas 4th. They've got a website, fireworksinthedallas.com, so you can check everything out there. Hood River, we've got the Colas Cramner 4th of July run and walk from the Odell Fire Department out to Jackson Park. And that is going to have registration begin at 7 in the morning. They don't do advanced registration on this. So you register at Odell Fire Department starting at 7, $15 to register. I think they've got some T-shirts as well you can purchase for extra. And they'll start the walkers out at 8 o'clock and the runners at 9 o'clock. They kind of timed this for everybody to arrive with the parade that'll start on the Heights. You can get the information at 4thofjulyrun.wordpress.com, which does bring us to the parade itself in Hood River, 12th and Pacific to Jackson Park, 10 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. To sign up, go to hoodriverlions.club, hoodriverlions.club. And then, of course, the fireworks will be out at Hood River Waterfront. They're taking donations for that, hoodriverfireworks.com. So I'll be sure to check that out. And we'll mention again, the Spit's closing tonight. And it'll be closed until noon Saturday. That's where they basically shoot off the fireworks from, and also where they have to do some cleanup as well. And also a reminder that if you're going down to the fireworks show, we do advise you that, you know, you need to be patient. Especially leaving. There's always a lot of traffic. You're in that Marina Park waterfront area. It's not like there's not enough ingress and egress for the amount of people that come down for this. So if you're going down there, please be very careful on this. Be very careful out there and be patient. I think that's actually the main thing, is be patient with this. Cascade Locks also has a 4th of July fireworks show about an hour after sunset. And they'll be at Marine Park. They'll have music from Bohica. They got food vendors down there as well. But that is going to be down at Cascade Locks Marine Park. And that'll be taking place tomorrow evening as well at dusk. So plenty of options to go watch the folks who really know what they're doing with fireworks give you a show. So we hope you take the time to do that tomorrow night. Or maybe you see them from your backyard. Depends what sort of angle you got, what the view is for where you're at. Goldendale, by the way, they've got their demolition derby and truck pull tomorrow. That'll be at the Clickitat County Fairgrounds. So that'll be going on. Stevenson, they've got live music from the Big River Blues Band at 7 o'clock in the evening down at Skamania County Fairgrounds with some food trucks and vendors as well. And they've got a fireworks show as well. I'm not sure if that's combined with the Cascade Locks one or not. But they got fireworks there as well, 10 o'clock. And I think it's a separate show. I'm not quite as sure on that one. So anyway, you've got options out there is what I'm saying. You've got options. 8:53 in the morning, we'll come back. Tell you what's coming up on the show next week. We have got a much busier schedule next week. And we'll do that when we return after this.
I am Amy Knowles. I grew up here in White Salmon. I call this my home. I am the pharmacy director here at Skyline Health. Skyline Hospital is more than just a hospital. It's a lifeline for our community. Our patients are my neighbors, my friends, the people I grew up with. At the end of the day, it's about caring for the people who trust us with their health. I'm proud to be part of a team who takes caring for our community so seriously and a priority for everything we do here every day. I am Skyline.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Tune in weekday mornings at 8:05 and keep up with community events and issues with the Mid-Columbia Today Show on the Mid-Columbia's news leaders, AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR and News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI.
Mid-Columbia Today is brought to you by GorgeNet, Gorge Recovery Service, and Skyline Hospital. And it is now 8:56 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. A couple minutes from wrapping this up for the week. We will be done for the week. We will not be back with you tomorrow morning because it is the 4th of July. We'll return on Monday, though. Dr. Mike Foss, who normally would have been on the show on Friday, is going to be here on Monday. We'll talk animals with Mike on Monday. Tuesday, we're talking Hood River County and Wasco County. We'll have members of the commission from both of those counties with us. Hood River County first. Allison Williams, Jennifer, you were there. Tuesday, I think it'll be Scott Hagee again. We had Scott on, you know, kind of a command performance Tuesday of this week to talk a little bit about the transportation budget situation. We'll talk more locally focused issues. We know, obviously, we're talking local issue there with him, but we'll talk more county-based issues on Tuesday. Wednesday, John Bryan will join us. He is producing Love in 4/4 Time, the play that was written by Gary Young of Hood River. And they're going to be doing that as part of the Columbia Center for the Arts kickoff of their anniversary. And we are going to have him on the show Wednesday morning. And also we'll talk Hood River County Health Department on Wednesday morning. Thursday, Tova Tillinghast is going to join us, Underwood Conservation District. We're going to talk about Tree of Heaven. And they have been involved in an effort, you know, urging people to get rid of these. These are invasive, very invasive. There was one, not on our property here at this Hood River studio, but next to us. That was removed a few years ago, but my goodness, those things are horrible. And they are tough to eradicate when they get established. So we'll talk to Tova about that. Friday, Oregon State Representative Jeff Helfrich is going to have with us for a final visit coming off the legislative session. We'll talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because there is some of all of those categories, by the way. And we're also going to talk Columbia Gorge Discovery Center on Friday. I'm sure we'll get an update. Hopefully it'll be Cheryl Rager, I hope, will be the one to be with us, the executive director. Get an update on how things are progressing of recovery coming out of the Rowena fire. So we'll talk all about that on MCT. The following week, by the way, it won't be me. I will be taking off, being one of my summer vacations. And Marty Dane's going to be here, as she usually does, to host the show for that week of July 14th, which means I have to get her guests next week. So I guess I better get to work. I am done for today. Everybody have a great holiday weekend. Be safe out there. And again, of course, be very careful about fire danger out there. It is very dry. It's going to be one of those summers. So anyway, I'm done. I'm Mark Bailey. Have a great holiday weekend. We'll see you again on Monday.
The Mid-Columbia Today Show is a public affairs presentation of Bicoastal Media Columbia River. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the station, parent company, or of the sponsors. We welcome your suggestions for future shows. Call us at 888-786-1511. Thanks for listening to Mid-Columbia Today.